never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show.
Reminds me, what's Kugler's game this Sunday?
I don't know. I got to look at his Twitter feed, see if he's posted that.
I know he was at the
By the way, that's the last you've heard of Tom Brenneman.
Yeah. It is.
I don't know when I'll put this headset on again.
Yeah, well, I don't got the apology in there anymore because it was hollow.
Yeah,
I'm a man of faith, but I hate the homos.
I'm curious how he signed off that game, knowing he was probably going to get fired.
See you later, homos.
He didn't finish the game. Yeah. Remember? They pulled him in the middle of an inning.
They did. You're right.
In between innings, they pulled him out and said, nah, you're done.
Right, so those were.
That's a base hit up the middle. I'm being pulled.
Final Cincinnati Reds broadcasting.
We know he can do stuff while he's apologizing.
Well, you can hear Kevin Kugler, Chris Spielman, and Laura Oakman.
Watch him. Not just hear him.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they don't cut to the booth very often.
That's true.
But he will be covering the Browns and the Washington football team. In Cleveland.
Yeah. We got to get him on again. I read an interesting piece yesterday about, you know, in the booth, in the broadcast booth. Usually on camera, you just see the two guys. But there's a bunch of other guys in the booth with them that they just make them clear out when there's a camera shot.
Oh, yeah.
Spotters, stat guys.
One guy is a famous spotter. He's like the best in the business. And I think he works with Aikman most of the time. And Joe Buck has a spotter and a statistician. And then there's some other production assistants around him. And I think they said Sunday Night Football. I don't know if they still do this, but Sunday Night Football, like last season when there was no pandemic, had like 20 guys in the booth. Not just Collinsworth and Al Michaels. There were 18 other guys in the booth helping them out. But, a lot of the older press boxes, you can't distance because of that.
For Sunday and Monday Night Football, I believe they have the rules expert guy there live as well because that's their only game.
Mike Pereira is also usually in the booth with
not Pereira because he's with Fox because he has to be in the control center because they've got multiple games. But Sunday night for NBC and Monday night for ESPN, that's the only games they cover.
The rules guy is in the booth.
Yeah, he's just sitting there off to the side if they need him.
In the booth.
How does the spotter work?
You're right because he's not whispering in the guy's ear.
There's a couple of ways. I think the way Aikman works now, he has a headset.
Okay.
And the guy will talk to him that way. Or before, he would just hand him notes.
Tackle by 45 and then give him a name real quick.
An interesting tidbit about this guy. Or they will make observations about the game. Like, usually when this guy lines up in the slot, this happens.
Yeah.
And it just confirms what Aikman might be thinking. So
that's so much to juggle.
Oh, it is.
Because he's got to listen to Joe Buck at the same time and be talking. That's nuts.
Yeah, you got to watch the game. You got to react to what your guy is saying. It's a pretty insightful job.
I'm sure it's like around here. Troy's not listening to Joe all the time, and Joe's not listening to Troy all the time.
No. Like I didn't hear anything in there. What you guys were talking about there, Craig? Were you listening?
Not listening now.
You would be a bad spotter.
Craig, who made that tackle? I don't know.
Every one of us here would be a horrible spotter.
Well, first of all, there's no cheering in the booth, so I'd be kicked out.
Craig knows that.
Yeah. We've been in press boxes for College World Series and actually Triple-A baseball, and you cannot cheer. So they would kick me out right away.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, Rivers is sacked again. Screw him.
I think it would be funny, though, just to hear, Troy Aikman at one point, I just freaking said that, Joe.
Yeah.
Were you even listening?
Well, Troy Aikman was just surprised to find out he's one of Joe Buck's best friends.
Yeah, that's right.
He's been listening to him for years.
I really am, Joe. Okay, you got a lonely life there.
Oh.
So the Kugler game of the week is Washington at Cleveland.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Now
this will mark.
Well, and also we got to find out if Kevin's going to be doing some Big Ten football now. He probably is. But once again, they want those NFL guys there ahead of time for spotting purposes.
I don't know how that works.
Maybe he's bailing on the Big Ten this year.
Could.
Because the NFL's is bigger.
Yeah. Do any of the other Fox announcers have other jobs?
Not that they don't do you don't see college right to pro that weekend because those guys are always there checking out stuff going on.
They've got
on.
Production meetings and attending practices and stuff on Saturday.
Right.
And I'm suggesting that most of those announcers at Fox probably started the season with Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And knew they were going to be there months ago.
Right. Except for this guy.
Yeah, except for
the Capitals of the world. Reds live.
All you Homo Red fans.
He's not going to be
That's about the time the football season flashed in front of Tom Brenneman's eyes.
Remember, he's a man of faith, though. Remember that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's important.
Obviously. The Washington football team at the Browns at Cleveland will mark the first NFL regular season game in which a female coach will be on both sidelines while a female officiates the contest.
Really? Man, that's got to piss off some people. You know?
Mm-hmm. Glad I stopped watching.
Yeah, Ted Cruz probably pissed at that.
I don't watch the NFL anymore.
Yeah, like Washington football fans aren't just pissy enough
right
now.
Right, exactly.
Took away my nickname, and now it's a bunch of broads on the field.
Yeah. Who are the coaches?
They're women.
Yeah, but I'm curious what their responsibility is.
They're all from Dartmouth. Cleveland's Callie Brownson and Washington's Jennifer King got their first full-time coaching experience at Dartmouth under Coach Buddy Tevens.
Cool.
Don't the Niners have a female coach, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
My grandpa will be pissed about this.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a female broadcaster, too, that would be the whole game. Yeah. Just like, I can't believe.
Beth Bowen, that's what her name. He hates that chick when she's done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, there's always a chick on the sideline. Does he hate that?
Well,
it's your dad's dad, right?
Yeah.
He's racist, right?
Yeah, why isn't there a guy?
He's also a racist, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Right. Wasn't there a white guy that can do that job? Really?
Whatever, dude.
Unfortunately, he ain't the only one that says that.
No.
Yeah. We got 35% of the public wants a white guy to do everything.
What happened to Tony Siragusa?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did happen to him?
Good question.
He retire?
Yeah, he got. I think he got shown the door and just went, forget it.
He owns a bar. He's a star back east.
So, yeah, what was that team? It was Moose, Goose, and whoever the play-by-play guy was.
Kenny Moose and Goose.
Yeah.
Kenny Albert, Moose Johnson, and Goose on the sideline.
Now the goose is on the table.
No, he was in the booth.
But I like Goose wandered around the field.
Yeah, yeah, I remember they had that big rolling cart with like nine screens on it and a telestrator and everything.
But Goose could go wherever he wanted. Sometimes Goose would be in the back of the end zone. I thought that was an interesting perspective.
It was.
And I don't know why they killed that.
I don't think he was. I thought it was just kind of, I'm just back here having a hot dog. That's all he ever did. Really.
Yeah, I like that.
I did too. I did. I like
Sartre. Added a good dimension.
Yeah,
to
I liked
the
it too.
To the
but apparently they said, "Well, Goose, you're really not contributing much." And then eating your hot dogs.
Plus, they couldn't find them because you know why?
Now the Goose is on the table.
He's over at the table eating again.
Well, honestly, they probably found a 24-year-old blonde that was way cheaper and went, let's get her on camera.
Where can we find a cheap 24-year-old blonde?
He didn't say cheap. He said cheaper.
Cheaper than Tony Siragusa.
I'm guessing they're expensive.
I think you need a guy like that doesn't have much information because there's information coming from everywhere else.
You could just
go down and some guy's like, hey, it's pretty cool down here.
Yeah.
And he did play football. He's a great football player. I don't know. Like you said, Puss, they shuffle those chairs a lot. Broadcasters lose gigs a lot, you know.
Well, the last couple,
Reds live.
The
Reds
last couple
live.
Weeks.
Reds live.
They, it seems like they've been trying to keep some of the broadcast teams regional to cut down on travel.
Right.
Because the same broadcast team has called the Packers game the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, but that's not with Kugler, though.
Because
Spielman doesn't live in Omaha, so they might be different places anyway.
I don't know, but it's Chris Myers, Brock Heward, and Greg Jennings. They've got a three-man booth, all three of them up there in the booth together.
Now, we mentioned Cleet is staying regional. He's back in Minnesota this weekend, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
To watch the Vikings lose a third game, maybe?
Yep.
Come on, Todd.
Let's hope.
I'm tired of these Packer fans. You better start winning over there.
Who do the Vikings play?
The Titans. So that's a loss.
Yeah.
What? I thought, you can easily take the Titans.
And you got the Saints Sunday night?
Saints on Sunday night.
Is that Lambeau?
Yeah. No, Superdome.
Okay.
Have you broken down the Viking game film the last couple of weeks, Craig?
I know you saw
the first game.
Yeah, I did. I thought that they did a fine job.
Yep. In the second game, they were awful.
Yeah.
Completely awful.
That's your assessment. I thought they were fine.
Your coach in the hot seat?
I think so.
Steelers are at home against the Texans.
Because you know,
Texans are 0-2, so they're dangerous because they're not that bad. They're not a bad team.
Zimmer was supposed to be a defensive guy, and their defense sucks.
Now, I'll probably end up rooting for you guys over the Ravens there, Nick, because I hate the Ravens more than I really don't hate the Chiefs. I hate the Ravens. But if you lose that game, I'll laugh at you. And also, I'll be pissed at you. So either way you're going to make me mad unless you win the game. So beat the Ravens.
They win. Yeah,
beat the Ravens.
But Sunday's nice, and you have the luxury of not having to watch football on Sunday because your team doesn't play till Monday night.
Yeah,
my team
Since
will not
was
see.
Was that a luxury?
Well, just have it hanging
over.
I'd prefer it to be on Sunday.
I like my game Sunday too. Monday night sucks.
I don't like watching the game on Sunday when it's nice out.
Eh, whatever.
I feel like I'm just wasting some fine outdoor time.
Yeah, there's so much to do.
I got Red Zone for a reason. I got it to watch.
Yeah, I can't go to the beach this weekend because my Steelers are on, and there's no beach.
There's that.
I forgot about that part because we don't coast. Jesus Christ! Don't bum myself out. Go ahead.
We don't coast, but there's a couple of lakes with muddy shores if you want to go hang out there.
It is the birthday of Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, I didn't know they were. Well, he gets screwed on that one. You know he does.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, because she might not want that for her birthday.
Well, you can't celebrate like they used to.
I want sex for my birthday. And she goes, I don't. Damn it. It's the same day.
Well, if she lets him go somewhere else, everybody wins.
Oh, that's true.
Or he just says, okay, you have sex with me and I won't have sex with you.
There you go.
How does that work?
So they both have birthdays today. Mark Hamill has a birthday today as well. Luke Skywalker.
Have you seen the commercial with him and Luke and Picard?
Yes.
That is the that thing makes me laugh.
Yeah.
That is so good.
Well done.
I'm my daddy. What's that mean? For Uber Eats, when I saw the beginning of the commercial and they're talking about food, I'm thinking, what's this commercial about? This is cool. And all of a sudden Uber Eats bags show up and then they make that joke. You're gonna call your daddy? I'm my daddy. Wait, what does that mean?
Two guys that you wouldn't expect to have that much comedic chop.
I knew Picard did. He's done a lot of comedy stuff.
Patrick Stewart,
right. But what I love about that most is because, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars people are just idiots to each other. And those guys don't care.
No.
They're thinking, let's play off that
bit. They're cashing the checks happily. Yeah.
Let's play off that bit that you think one is better than the other. We don't care, you know?
Yeah, they don't feel as strongly as the fans.
No, they don't.
The super fans, anyway.
They don't.
Get a life.
They don't.
And Michael Douglas is older.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have sex anymore because he gave him throat cancer.
She gave him throat cancer.
Yeah.
It could have been anybody that gave that to him.
Yeah.
Well, we suspect her.
I think it was her.
We don't.
That's why Craig's mad at all of us. That's how he got throat cancer. One of us.
It's also Will Smith's birthday. Who's older?
Right over that one.
He's still mad.
Will Smith or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
That's a great one.
Oh,
that's a great one because you're picturing them in different times of their life. She's obviously married to an older man, but she's not she's not an old lady. And Will Smith, I think Will Smith the other day, you just said he was 51. We talked about that.
We did.
We talked about Jada Pinkett Smith earlier.
So I'm going to say Catherine Zeta-Jones is more than 51.
Yeah, I am too. I am too.
I think maybe Will would be 52 now because he was 51 then.
A week ago.
But still.
His birthday today.
It is his birthday today.
Oh, that's 6 months ago. I feel like Todd here.
So he would be
52 now.
52 now. And I don't know if Catherine Zeta-Jones is that old.
This is a good one, Craig.
I'd give her 54, maybe.
I don't know. I'm just going to say Will Smith is older.
I'm gonna go that way too.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with Will Smith.
No.
I'm still going. I got to stick with my first one.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
You know, I don't really care if we lose
because it's the last segment on Friday, and I don't want to walk out of here with a loss.
Well, I'll stick with the. I'll go by myself on this one. I'll take Catherine Zeta-Jones. Although I'm probably wrong. I really don't care.
I think it feels less weighted when the commissioner's not sitting right here.
You're right. After this week, I don't care. So I'll stick with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, 2-2?
No, yeah, I'm on her from the beginning.
Will Smith is older.
Okay. Going Will Smith.
Y'all are absolutely correct when you say that Will Smith is 52 today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a split electorate, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing we got a Supreme Court who can pick him out.
We'll bring in Mike Pence to break the tie.
All right.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is 51 today.
Damn it.
That's nice.
Good game.
Damn it.
All right.
Who's taller, Will Smith?
Yeah.
There. Who's taller, Michael Douglas or Mark Hamill? It's Mark Hamill's birthday today as well.
Man.
Luke Skywalker.
Man, I think I'm 0-2
now. Enjoy the victory for 4 seconds.
Both those guys are average height, Michael Douglas and
I think Michael Douglas is shorter than you think.
I think Mark Hamill's not tall either.
No, he's not at all because
Chewie always towered over him.
I think.
Yeah, but Chewy was tall. He was big. He's Chewy the Giant.
I know.
Harrison Ford is about 6'1", and so that doesn't make him too short, but I'll say Michael Douglas
is
taller.
Yeah, I'm going to say Michael Douglas.
He's taller.
I'm going to
say Michael Douglas is taller as well.
I'm going to go with Luke Skywalker.
Oh, you want to be 2-0, huh? Or 1-1.
Michael Douglas checks in at 5'10".
I think we got this.
I like it.
Mark Hamill shows up as 5'9".
Yeah!
Nice.
I'll take it.
Todd's
1-1.
You're 2-0. Right, 2-0. Oh, man, Push are 1-1 along
and
with Todd.
And Todd's 1-1.
Yeah.
I'll take that tailwind into the weekend, baby.
Yes, you will. You got it.
Screw the Chiefs.
You'll be happy all weekend.
He's got the momentum coming in Monday.
Damn it.
Mark Hamill, 69 today. Michael Douglas, 76 today.
All right.
Wow. So he's got he's got 15 years on Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah,
I didn't.
I
don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
25. Yeah. Said she was 51. Yeah. He's 76.
Oh yeah, they've been around 76.
Wow,
it was a huge difference in age.
I didn't think it was that big.
Yeah. I think she's gonna force his face back down there for her birthday. Cancer be damned.
Force his face. Keep me away from that.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't force me.
Yeah.
Old Mud Butt Chug gets a hit with Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as does Pancakes and Vodka.
That'd be a great store. Say it. In the morning.
Pancakes and Vodka.
Yeah, a specialty shop.
The Micucci family checks in. That's nice of them. Yeah. Pillow Liquor gets a hit, as does Pink Sock Playdate.
That was me.
And Placenta Panini.
I woke up licking a pillow once, thinking about Catherine Zeta-Jones, probably. Yeah.
Is there a difference between a pillow licker and a pillow biter?
Well, yes. I think you're probably referencing the story that I woke up, thought I was having oral sex in a dream, and I was actually licking my pillow. And this is at least 25 years ago. I mean, licking it. And I wasn't alone in bed either, so I'm lucky they didn't wake up and see that. What the hell is he doing, man?
Yeah, there's nothing worse than waking up like that and then having that moment and then turning and looking and going,
somebody looking at you.
You saw that? Yeah. Oh.
This is a question for Dr. Mina. I'm curious what causes you to slobber while you sleep.
Licking your pillow.
Having your mouth open.
Not swallowing.
When I
We've
sleep.
Been meaning to talk to you about that.
But if I wake up.
Been meaning to.
And there's a puddle of saliva on the pillow. Chances are I've slept really good.
Yeah, maybe you're. That's a great question. Maybe Dr. Meany will know more about that. Yeah.
What causes sleep slobber?
Right.
Yeah, because when I'm sleeping well, there's a little bit of drool coming off the side of my mouth.
Yeah.
Just leave me alone. I'm sleeping good.
All right. That might be a pass out thing, too. Like, oh.
No. Yeah. This just happens like when I'm napping, when I'm not drunk.
Okay. All right.
And I take a good nap.
I'm not drunk.
I wake up in a pool of my own slobber.
A pool now? Ooh, that means you're slobbering down your whole body.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's like a baby that can't do your sleep in a bib to sop up the drool.
No, usually I'm sleeping to the side, so it just drools out the side of my mouth and pools up on the pillow.
Ladies, we are a catch in bed, ladies. We are. Waking up next to us is great. I'm licking a pillow. Todd's drooling. There you go.
Sometimes we think I think we give up a little too much of ourselves.
That ship sailed years ago, man.
It did. Oh,
ain't no point in stopping now.
Long time ago, it
sailed. Ain't no point in stopping now.
Yeah.
In fact, we got a. It's partially deprecating, but I thought the guy was pretty spot on. Email yesterday. Did you see it?
Oh God!
I think I know the one you're talking about.
Is he hammering us? Or you like
it? Kind of.
Well then, because we give it too much of ourselves.
Yeah.
Well then, guess what? You can't. That's why you can't use it against people.
Well, that didn't stop him.
Yeah. Then screw it. I don't want to end the show on a bad note.
The one from Kyle. I think I found it here. He's, I don't know. He signs his Deadpool name here, and I don't get it. But he says, gentlemen, let's be real now. Tyler thinks he runs things, but Craig carries the weight. Puss did the best he could with a UNO education, and if Todd wasn't part of the show, he would face a massive existential crisis, and we're all already worried about his mental and physical well-being as he lives on the cutting edge of delirium tremens.
Okay, that's what you hear on the show. And, I do run things. But see, that's what you hear on the show. Off the air, Todd and I run things. And on the air, everybody contributes tremendously to this program. And what you hear and what you think are two different things to what reality is.
Right. Craig gets the most carries.
Well, Craig is our go-to guy.
He is.
He's
the point man.
I used to say that you and I are Jagger and Richards, whatever, and Craig is Woody. Or you and I are Henley and Fry, and Craig is Joe Walsh. I mean, and then Puss is obviously there, too.
TBS.
And Nick's new to the show. Nick's the new member of the band. But the fact is, I love when people really try to dig in to what actually happens with you and me, mainly, and Craig, who have known each other since 1993 and have been through a lot together, especially in the early years and even the later years. You can't know this show unless you know us personally, and you know that's just the way it is.
And my mental health problems
have been well documented.
Yeah, maybe a tad exaggerated on the show. They may be a little dwelled on. He's got a good point about the existential crisis. I'm always having one of those.
Well, we all are.
And I think my alcoholism is greatly exaggerated.
Oh, no, that is.
And I am doing the best I can with a UNO education.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
I don't know.
All right.
I have no idea.
I know that Kyle listens and likes the show. I get it. But, dude, shut up.
Let me tell you guys what's really going on.
Yeah, let me tell you what's going on.
Oh, I like that they think they can break it down.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear something nice. This is one from Molly.
Well, I didn't think that was bad.
What's that guy's Deadpool name?
He didn't mention he had a Deadpool
name. Oh, yeah, he did, and it didn't make any sense, and I'm afraid to read it for fear that it might make some sense in a bad way.
Oh, okay.
Craig, you're with me on that.
Here's a case where we...
I understand that, yeah.
We may have helped somebody. Molly writes in, I just wanted to send some non-hate email to you guys. I've been struggling a lot with mental health recently. Lots of anxiety and depression, and listening to the show is always a bright spot in my day. And actually, when Todd and Nick were talking about panic attacks last week, Todd mentioned pretending that you're on a trip. Well, I've never really done all the drugs you boys have, but last Saturday, I had a panic attack. I was sitting on the floor in my room with ice packs pressed to my face. I told my best friend that Todd said to pretend I was just on a trip.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it actually did help.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, once I passed the quote-unquote impending doom, as Nick called it, everything was good. So thank you for all you do. Look at you helping with your licensed therapy. We love you guys.
If we remember, which we won't, we'll get back into this Monday. But, Nicky, you've probably been asked this before since you've known us 3 or 4 years now. You know it's longer than that, but you've been on the show with us a long time now. Not full time until January. You get what those guys really like, crap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, people will be like, are those guys cool? I'll be like, oh, no, I just decide to hang out with people that are giant assholes all the time. Yeah, of course. Like, they're my friends.
Okay, that's the answer I wanted to hear. All right.
But we love it when, they probably wouldn't approach Nick with something like this since he's with us all the time. But
No, they do.
Friends of the show that just appear on occasion, they will get messages like, you tell those guys, blah, 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 whatever. So you haven't gotten that yet, have you?
I decided to hang out with some with giant assholes.
You tell those guys, blah, blah,
there was
blah,
one guy blah. Once, it's like, tell him to stop playing Def Leppard. I'm like, you think those guys are playing songs? I'm like, they're out. Like, what the hell?
We got to go because I run things. All right?
Yeah.
So we'll see everybody.
What he says goes, damn it.
Yes, it does. On Monday. Thank you, Craig. Stay in the bed. All right?
Thank you.
Bye, right. Craig.
And, wear a mask and have a great weekend.
And, Craig, keep the camera on so I can watch you sleep.
No.
That's a good idea. We'll start tugging it and forget we're there. Yeah, forget.
Yeah, huh?
Come on back. Monday.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.